Hey everybody, it is August the 16th, 2020, and I decided to do a audio blog instead of doing it like writing up a blog the way I've done it the past couple of times, because honestly, I'm actually crunched for time. I'm starting school this fall semester. I just ended a free class that I took over the summer. Had to do a research paper and a 50-question exam, so I'm kind of spent right now as far as doing a blog, but I didn't want to not do one, especially since it's Sunday, self-care Sundays, for anybody who doesn't know. I wanted to focus on, I think I put like a little teaser out as far as what I wanted to discuss. So, in the media, there's been like things going on with Tamar Braxton, Tiffany Haddish, and Azealia Banks. And the photo that I posted in my little teaser was pretty much a photo of all of them. They all happened to like have completely shaved the hair off of their heads. I'm not gonna like make a correlation between that, because for one, Tiffany Haddish is claiming that she is completely fine. It's just something that she wanted to do, just a change that she wanted to make. Okay, that remains to be seen. But as far as Azealia Banks and Tamar Braxton had a definite suicide attempt, and not too long ago Azealia Banks got online on social media saying things to the effect of that she didn't want to be here anymore. She wanted to go to a voluntary like euthanization clinic or something, and like she was pretty much done with things here. She was going to try to finish up the projects that she was working on and then just like get out of here because she's tired. So I guess I just want to touch on the mental health of Black women. I guess how sometimes it's not taken as seriously as it should be because of this stigma that we feed into, that I don't want to say exactly that it's a stigma, but it's a very strong perception that Black women are stoic and strong, and you know, nothing can break them, and you know, they always, you know, for the most part, have it together, and they can take care of anything, they can get through anything, they don't need a lot of help. I feel like that is a stigma that has been pressed upon us for a very, very long time. It's a stigma that we feed into habitually. And it's a stigma that definitely has fed into an overall stigma of like shying away from like trying to get mental health issues checked, or like trying to get help for mental health issues, like relying on mental health resources, like going to see like a psychiatrist or a psychologist, getting some type of medication if it's like regarding some type of chemical imbalance or things of that nature. So I guess I just wanted to touch on that a little bit. I've definitely struggled with a lot of mental health issues. I currently go to see a counselor now. From experiences in my past, like prior to me joining the military and after I joined the military, things that I've dealt with in my life that I haven't been able to work through on my own. And it took me a long time to get to that place, honestly, because I completely fed into that stigma of, you know, mental health. That's pretty much an admonishment that you're crazy and this, that, and the other. I definitely had those viewpoints prior to. But I think it's really important to put into perspective that there is nobody on this earth that is so together and so equipped, so strong, so like for it tough that they're never gonna need help. And I'm not just talking about like physical help, but emotional and like mental help. Like, I don't think there's anybody on this earth that isn't going to be in need of that at some point in time in their life. And it's really important in the Black community that we continue to try to like tear down these perceptions, to tear down these stereotypes and tear down these ideas that we can get through. We need to like push through and get through anything, and that we don't need any help. I don't think that it's definitely not healthy. And it's something that we definitely need to pull ourselves out of. Now, in regards to Black women, specifically in regards to Black women, it is imperative that we do not feed into this. It's imperative that we start showing our vulnerability more, letting our guard down more. It's imperative that we start admitting and acknowledging to ourselves that we need help too. I heard something very interesting on a podcast that I listen to frequently. Shout out to the Joe Budden podcast. Joe was telling the story about his mother, and I guess there was a family friend or something that was in contact with her, and the family friend would always lay all these really heavy, heavy issues and situations on Joe's mom. And at one point, she just had to ask, like, why do you always lay all this heavy stuff on me whenever we have conversations? And the family friend said, well, you know, I do it because I know you're strong and you can handle it. And Joe's mother responded, no, I'm not. And that's insulting for you to say that and continuously put that on me. And that really resonated with me, to be honest with you. I may not have worded it exactly that way, but I really feel that sentiment and where she's coming from. I've had that impressed upon me so many times with people laying really heavy burdens and issues on me, thinking that I can bring some type of resolution, or thinking that I can, you know, handle it. I could handle it. I can handle all of it. And there were several points and times in my life where I couldn't. I had a lot of stuff going on. And instead of just being honest and conveying that, I just took it anyway. I just took it. I took theirs. I took mine. Any issue or burden that was laid on me, I tried to take as much of it as I can, because I do not want to feel like I am letting someone down. I don't want to feel like I'm disappointing anyone. I don't want to feel like I'm not doing my best or living up to my potential of what I am capable of. And it can really like wear you down. Like, it can really wear you down to the point of you have nothing left for yourself. And I've been to that place. That's a very dark place that I never want to go like get back to in my life. I've worked really hard to get away from that place. And it's real. It's real. And it's especially real with Black women in our community. And we need to pay attention. We need to know and acknowledge that every time somebody says it's fine and I'm okay, that's not what that means. Maybe you need to dig a little bit more to really get to the root. Maybe you need to work a little bit harder to get those walls to come down, to get that person to unload and unburden, because this stress and these issues and all of this stuff is building up, and it's killing us. It's prompting us to want to kill ourselves, and that's not good. It's not cool, and we really just need to get it together. So I just wanted to drop that and put this blog up, talk about that a little bit. I feel like it's very fitting for Self-Care Sundays. I hope everybody is having a fantastic weekend, and I will be back next week either with another audio blog or with like a written blog, a post or whatever. I'm also still in the process of reading my book. It's a book of poetry. Let me go look at it to make sure I get the title right. I know the title of it is Homie, but I want to say the author's name too. Homie by Dan S. Smith. I'm still like in the process of reading it. Like I said, I've been trying to get this schoolwork and stuff out of the way and get prepared for the fall semester. So normally it doesn't even take me this long to like read a book, but I got other stuff going on. So hopefully I'll be finished with that by the end of this coming week as well. And I'll put up a audiobook review of it. So far, it's really, really good. Really, really dope so far. I'm going to try to find him, the author, on social media, so I'll be able to tag him and everything once I finish. Like I said, everybody have a good weekend. Love y'all. Bye.